teams get ready to go. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Satan, your opinion, are you serious, bro? Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Talking about some wrestling for just a little bit. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Tag explicit so we can say shit. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo, shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Fight for your life, wait, fight your life just for a prize. There is no prize, just fucking fight. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo, shoot, promo, shoot, promo, shoot, promo, shoot, promo. I shut the promo, but I do not shoot the deputy. Shoot, promo, shoot.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in internet land. Welcome to another edition of Shoot Promo, the only wrestling game show in the world. I am your host, Red Reddington. It's Saturday, the 10th of August, 2013, and we're back again for a third season. This time around, we're doing a short season with two permanent team captains, each chairing a team of three wrestling fanatics here to discuss, dissect, and dilute the past week in wrestling. So without further ado, let's meet the teams. This week's Team A, the Mother Fudgers, are led by everyone's favourite N64 game. It's GoldenEye!
Mega Pokemon announced for Pokemon X and Y. God help us all.
Indeed. And he's joined this week on his team by the man who no one can get higher than Derry B.
I'm supposed to do an intro? Fuck that.
Wow. Amazing stuff, guys. Amazing stuff. And finally, making up the third man on this team. He is the third man. He is Shoot Promo's rising star. It's DDT, Dr. Duct Tape.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDT.
By his yoga tapes.
Bang.
Now. And on the other side, we have Team B, which this week have called themselves RIP Ricardo. I cry every time. Led by Mr. Tiffy.
I am the captain of a show hosted by the most perfect guy ever. I mean, have you seen his abs? He's like Superman.
Okay, you're hoping for some extra points, or are you talking about another podcast?
Which one gets me the points?
I don't know.
Your mom. <it's>...
Wow. It's already started. Let's go over to the his teammate, who is replacing Dark Matrix, who unfortunately is still corrupted after WrestleMania. Replacing him tonight is Abused Decoy!
Guten Tag, I am known as the guy who likes Korean music. I guess you could say I'm making a career out of it.
He is, he's making a career out of it indeed. And his third teammate, well, I can't quite read exactly what his name is, but I think it's Purple TBK Brian Kendrick Mystery White Man.
No, 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 no. I absolutely refuse to go on this show if you do not pronounce my name properly. Now repeat after me. Purple.
Purple.
B.
B.
K.
K.
Brian Kendrick, Mystery White Man.
Why is that White Man? Racist motherfuckers.
Indeed,
and see, no, we're the Mother Fudgers.
Oh, yeah, sorry, BJ.
A team of six wrestling fanatics, indeed. And, of course, we are joined by, well, I would say our live studio audience, but we seem to be a little lax this week on our studio audience. But we're joined by the Minty Irish Bulls and B.A. Starkus. Say hello, Minty Irish Bulls and B.A. Starkus.
Broadcasting live from the Impact Zone.
Mike Chioda.
We've got more people in than a TNA house show. So, the teams will attempt to answer questions about the past week in wrestling, as well as taking part in some more improvisational rounds. Along the way, they'll be awarded points for being funny, positive, and original, whilst having points deducted for moaning, groaning, and making sweeping generalized statements. Points will be awarded and deducted with accompanying sounds. For example, if a team says something slightly funny, they'll be awarded 1 point, and they'll hear this noise. God, that's loud! Something slightly funnier, they'll be awarded 2 points, which sounds like this. And if they say something hilarious, they'll be awarded 3 points, which sounds like this. On the other hand, if they start drifting too far off topic and say something terribly unfunny, I'll deduct points, which sounds like this. Well, seeing as our contestants have all their licenses to shoot and promo, we might as well start off with winners and losers. This opening round allows the panel to build up an early lead for their team by each of them telling us who they feel were this week's biggest winners and or losers. For example, you could say this week's biggest loser is Kurt Angle, who last week picked up his fourth DUI and fifth arrest whilst being employed by TNA Wrestling. One of those which was, of course, for the aggravated stalking of former Knockout Rekha Khan. Kurt opted to tweet that due to his arrest, he was heading into rehab to deal with his problems. You could say this week's biggest winner is Kurt Angle, because now he's in rehab, he won't be confused for Tito Ortiz. I mean, I've never seen him in the same ring at the same time. That being said, teams, who do you believe are this week's biggest winners and or losers? Let's go over to the Mother Fudgers first. Let's go to GoldenEye, your winners and or losers for this week.
This week, we have two losers, one winner. This week, the biggest winner has to be Daniel Bryan because he did not want to shave his beard. And as we all know, with the introduction of Mega Pokemon, it was all advertisement. You see, because at SummerSlam, if he does shave his beard, then he cannot become Mega Daniel Bryan. And the loser this week is also Daniel Bryan for being subject to a shield attack at the end of the show. However, the other loser this week is Randy Orton, because if you remember that joke comic that was made a while back of Randy Orton not being able to cash in because it takes him 10 minutes to walk to the ring, it actually happened.
That is very true. I think it was also the explanation he had to give to the referee that took far too long, those pauses of Randy Orton's promos. Let's go over to the other team. Let's go to the other team, Captain Tiffy. Tiffy, your winners and losers for this week.
Well, this week's winners are the Texas Roadhouse for being featured by name in an opening segment of Monday Night Raw. And by that note, another winner is Daniel Bryan. Not only did he enjoy Texas Roadhouse's hand-cut steaks and fresh baked bread, but even in that short 10-second clip, they managed to do the near impossible feat and have a meal at Texas Roadhouse without a birthday announcement. Seriously, it seems like everyone in Ohio goes to that place for their birthday. Here's a public service announcement. If you want steak, make sure you go to Texas Roadhouse and not Dr. House, because his steaks are made out of dog.
Wow.
The losers this week are theme music, because Bully Ray has suddenly set his sights on theme music, even his own. I don't know what theme music did to be in the doghouse this bad, but it's made a very dangerous enemy in Bully Ray. And however, one more winner is Super Blizzard, who I will be more than likely live for his August 29th Impact debut when he feuds with Bully Ray over music's honor.
I believe the reason that theme music is in the doghouse is because CM Punk is now dating theme music. Let's move on to Derry B. Your winners and losers this week.
My winners this week are New Japan Pro Wrestling for putting on their spectacle, which is the G1 Climax. Now, you see, this whole thing has been amazing. All these amazing matches, amazing people, and the thing is, it got a 5-star match from Dave Meltzer. Now, who the fuck cares about Dave Meltzer? His opinion is stupid. At least according to most Wookiees, who the fuck cares? But, keep it PG. But, everything's been amazing so far from this tournament. And I've been really, really hyped watching it. Am I a loser this week? Well, it's Damian Sandow. Wanna know why? Because his leather-bound briefcase looks like a giant chocolate bar. And that's just not okay.
Chocolate.
Let's not start up again. Let's go over to Abuse Decoy, your winners and or losers this week.
Right, so I'm going to start off with winners, and of course we have to start off with the bearded, beautiful bearded man, Daniel Bryan, for not shaving his beard off, which we all wanted to see. Also a winner is, surprisingly, Total Divas for actually being an entertaining show. And now, for losers, loser is me for liking Total Divas. Also a loser is TNA for... I broke my mic. Hold on. Loser is TNA for giving us even more crap than we deserve in Tito Ortiz. Also winner is Batista's dick, just because...
Okay, Batista's dick making an appearance on the show again. Let's go over to Dr. Duct Tape.
Hi, Rad.
your winners and losers this week.
Well, my winner this week is from NXT. His name is Bo Dallas. It's a very controversial thing that I'm picking here on Wii because everybody fucking hates the guy. But that's his genius. He is a secret heel. The crowd turns its back. He is the smartest thing WWE has done in a long, long time. They're pushing a Cena babyface as their next top heel. It's basically showing that ROH is in full effect. My two losers for this week is the two top babyfaces of WWE, Sheamus and Cena, simply because Cena seems to have grown the magical ability to grow a baseball out of his elbow over the course of a single promo. Maybe it was all the steroids, who knows. And, Sheamus for injuring his left shoulder, his right shoulder, and, being out for 6 months. Poor guy, just like to say, I recovered from that in 2 months just so I could masturbate again.
PG!
Nice. Nicely done. And finally, let's go over to Purple TBK, Brian Kendrick, Mr. White Man. Your winners and or losers for this week.
Well, the winner this week is Ortiz for coming to wrestling recently as TNA's massive surprise, August 1. Now I know, him being renamed Tito over Ricky is pretty lol TNA, but I'm sure if we gave it a shot, we'd all get used to it. Rally up.
And a loser? If you have one?
Yes. And the loser this week is an odd choice, but it has to go with the YouTube replay button. By the sheer amount of times I have played Gorgeous, Tyler Breeze's theme, YouTube has decided to file a restraining order against me.
Well, that's sad news indeed. Well, let's have a look at the scores after that first round. And it's 20 apiece, both teams tied at this stage as we move into our first round this week, which is the WWE second round, sorry, the WWE round, which this week is all about power struggles. So team captains, who in your team has got the power? GoldenEye, who have you selected?
I got this.
He's got this, okay. And Tiffy, who have you selected?
I have selected WWE to be abused.
WWE is going to be abused. Okay, let's have a look at this.
You can't like it, bitch.
This week's Raw opened with a long segment involving the McMahon family, a segment so brutal that it made Stephanie McMahon cry. Yes, that's the same Stephanie McMahon who, despite having screwed her company, her father out of his company twice, has never been screwed by her father, much to his chagrin.
No, but she's been screwed by Randy Savage.
Whoa, it seems the WWE is once again stuck in a power struggle. Man, remember when bragging rights existed and we had to pretend there was a sudden power struggle every year, man? Those were the days. It seems these days nothing matters except the McMahons. So maybe they shouldn't be in charge. And you know where this is going. So teams, who should be given the reins of the WWE to hold? Should we reinstate the brand wars? Should we move everything down to Philly and team up with Ian Rotten? Or should the franchise be passed on to someone outside the business completely? The choice is yours. Let's go to GoldenEye first. Who should take over the reins of the WWE?
Well, that's a very difficult decision because, I mean, you've got so many wrestling executives out there, so many different, places to go to. But here's a theory. What if we combined every single federation in the world into one super federation that is all being controlled by one person? The rebirth of Randy Savage, only that he's come back as a zombie. So you're going to get classics such as, Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan versus, God damn it, this is the 80s or 70s, whatever. But the point is that you're going to get some amazing matches every single week with talent from every single company that's in the world, all combined under the banner of Zombie Randy Savage. Oh, and Cena wins a little because, he wins a little even though there's so many better than him. But
That's a slightly bittersweet note to end on there. But Zombie Randy Savage, ladies and gentlemen, abused equally. Can you come up with anything better than abused Randy Savage?
Hey, don't talk about abuse and Randy Savage in the same sentence.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to bring Steph into this. Right.
Now, this is a hard question because there's a lot of people to choose from. You could go with the mind of greatness that is Paul Heyman, which everyone would enjoy. Or you could go out of the box and have the monster raving loony party take over, and everyone will be covered in streamers, the ring will be made of balloons, the stage will have fireworks coming out of the lights, and the announcers will be Coco the Clown and Homer Simpson.
For some reason, this just sounds like the Swerve Face promotion rather than the Monster Raven Loony Party. Just pointing that out there.
Okay, then it's a
ball
pit.
Shut up, Swerve Face.
Ball pit, okay. And then everyone will descend from the rafters properly. And, yeah. Instead of a ramp, it's going to be a giant slide to the ring.
I'm just slightly concerned. Are you describing the television show Funhouse? With Pat Sharp?
No.
Okay, I'll give you an extra point for not describing Funhouse. Okay, let's have a look. Look at the scores after that round. And jumping ahead this week, with 28 points, are the RIP Ricardo. Slightly behind with 26 points are the Mother Fudgers. As we move into our next round, which is a free-for-all round, an old favourite, the numbers don't lie. If you're seeking out the truth in wrestling, there is no better place to go than the statistics, the facts and the numbers. Even the smallest numbers have great importance in wrestling. Take the number 5, for example. It's the number of people you need to beat in an elimination chamber. It's the number that Daniel Bryan has until. It's the number that Big E Langston has counted to. And it's the number of people AJ has slept with in storyline this year. So, in this round, I will give the panel a number, and it's their job to work out what the statistic refers to for a bonus 6 points. So, this week's number, teams, and anyone can anyone from the teams can shout out at any time. This week's number is 703.
Just like
the
say,
size of Batista's dick in inches.
Six
How many more?
Enough, man. I need 5. Is that the amount of people that attended the Impact taping where Tito Ortiz was there?
You can have 1 point, but you're not on a team.
It's how many more WWE Championship reigns John Cena has in him.
Can you repeat the number? I sort of forgot it.
It's 703. 703.
It's also the number of days that John Cena's next championship reign will be.
Oh, God.
It's the amount of people AJ has slept with outside of storyline.
It's the amount of people in the world Kelly hasn't slept with.
It's the amount of people that disconnected from an ROH pay-per-view.
It's the number of people Mark Henry's killed for sensing sexual chocolate.
I'll give you an extra clue.
And therefore is the number of people in the Hall of Pain.
I'll give you an extra clue. It refers to the number of days of something. The number of days.
Days.
Number days. Of days.
Is it how long TNA has left?
No.
The number of days that JTG will be employed for?
Aha.
No.
Giving them way too much credit.
Okay, it refers to something that hasn't happened. It's the
number
of
days until WrestleMania 31.
Since I lost my virginity?
Have a point on me.
It's how many strands of hair in Daniel Bryan's beard.
No, it has something to do with television. Something
number
that hasn't happened.
Number of days Impact has left.
No.
Is it how long until WWE's TV contract is up?
Close. Very close.
Number of days that TNA has until their TV contract is up.
No.
It's number of days until Total Divas is on repeat forever.
Number of days that ROH has until their TV contract is up.
No, it refers to something that hasn't happened. So
is it the number of Pokemon
yet?
That X and Y are going to introduce?
I've got this, guys. Number of days until ZZW's contract. What am I saying?
Number of days until WWE's or Vince McMahon's WWE network starts.
I will give 3 6 points to the audience there. Well done, Mince indeed.
I was going to say that too. God damn it.
It has been over 700 days since the WWE Network was announced on television way back. Way back, and you get to feel old on this one. Way back in September 2011.
Drop the bass.
In a recent WWE conference call, Vince McMahon has reassured stockholders that preparation on the network is still ongoing and they shouldn't be worried that the content filmed already will be out of date. And it's true. We've been shown a sneak clip of Legends House, which features Matt Stryker telling everyone to follow the WWE Network's page on Friends Reunited. So let's have a look at the...
Wait. I got one more. Is it the amount of money that Ian Rodden owes all of us?
You get an extra point for that. Go on, then. So at the end of that round, still ahead are RIP Ricardo with 38 points. Slightly behind on 34 are the Motherfudgers as we move into this week's TNA round, which is all about crossing the line. So, team captains, who have you decided to take one step for mankind? Tiffy, who have you chosen?
Well, I guess that ruined the surprise.
It must be Purple TBK Mystery Right Man. And on the other side, the Motherfudgers, who have you chosen, GoldenEye?
Well, Derry hasn't watched TNA in 2 months, and so by my better judgment, I'm giving this round... Wait, what did I say, TBK?
No, you said Derry.
Oh, yeah, Derry. I was thinking I said TBK, but yeah, Derry hasn't watched it in 2 months, and so therefore I'm giving it to Derry.
I'm the third man.
TBK's going to do it for both people. On. So, we usually
Hell,
write...
this is about crossing the line.
We usually write this show on a Wednesday, but TNA managed to whet our appetite last week and got us to wait for the arrival of the August 1st warning. If you missed it, because you don't like supporting companies that fire disabled and pregnant people, then you missed a video promo which featured a bald-shaven-headed silhouette warning that upon his arrival he was going to change the face of TNA. Many theories spun across the internet as to who this bald man could be. Names including Hardcore Holly, Low Key, Mean Gene Oakland, Perry Saturn, The Rock, Patrick Stewart, John Malkovich, Ben Kingsley, Bruce Willis, Richard O'Brien from the Crystal Maze. Well, none of those were right. Instead, TNA opted for Tito Ortiz, a man who hasn't been relevant in the company for 8 years and had a worse debut than RVD. Considering that RVD had a baseball bat shoved into his groin by Sting, that's pretty terrible. Reportedly, plans are to hype up Tito Ortiz's appearance against Rampage Jackson in Bellator. And no, that's not some crazy extension of the Bellas media franchise. It's MMA. Does this crossover with mixed martial arts and wrestling not feel overdone now? Ken Shamrock had a great crossover success in the 90s, along with Tyson with boxing, Angle with amateur wrestling. I mean, shouldn't we be looking at a completely different area to start doing crossovers? So, panel, some suggestions to who TNA should have picked to start doing crossovers with, and how do you imagine the program working? Let's go to the man who hasn't watched TNA in 2 weeks. Let's go to Derry B first. What kind of crossovers should TNA have done?
TNA should have crossed over with CZW. You want to know why? They could have had stuff like death matches, people going through tables, botching their neck, botching their body, botching whatever the fuck they want. And it'd be insane. I'm pretty sure Abyss would like it, Joseph Park would like it, Jay Bradley would like it, Chris Sabin would like it. I don't know. That's a few of the lists I can name off of TNA because I haven't been watching it for a while. But, Tito Ortiz, I'm pretty sure if he was still in the company the way he is, he'd be fighting off against DJ Hyde, the Lariat. DJ Hyde would Lariat the hell out of him. Tito Ortiz would no-sell it, and it would be heaven.
I can just imagine the confrontation between DJ Hyde and Tito Ortiz. Tito Ortiz comes out, arms folded, DJ Hyde scratches his head, clotheslines him, and Tito Ortiz is in exactly the same position. Brilliant. I like it. Excellent. Let's move on. Let's go to TBK. Who should TNA have crossed over with?
Well, the main reason they're doing this whole thing with MMA is because they also want to advertise it. And I think advertisement is something that TNA really needs right now, especially since they're in such a dark pit. So I suggest that they cross over with a ton of fast food mascots. Now hear me out. We're going to have stuff like The Grimace turn heel, and then side with the Hamburglar in order to steal all the hamburgers in TNA. And then that will inspire the return of Bobby Lashley, who will then proceed to completely destroy all of them and eat all the hamburgers. And that's it.
So instead of 80s and 8, burgers and fries.
Yep.
Excellent.
Oh
great
my
stuff.
God, Mike, you selfish prick. What is Ronald McDolan doing in the Impact Zone?
McDolan, please.
I thought you would have called it Aces and Shakes, at least.
And the food puns come in waves and waves. Let's have a look at the end of that round. The points are 46 points to 42. Still in the lead are RIP Ricardo. The Mother Fudges are slightly behind on 42 points. As we move into our next team round, which is an old favourite, it's mundane commentary. Now, as someone who has commentated on WrestleMania, I can tell you from experience that commentary is supposed to add colour to the otherwise black and white atmosphere that is professional wrestling. The most expert commentators can make an offence of right hands and rest holds become a ground and pound offence. So I'm going to ask the teams to commentate on some very mundane activities, and the other team will have to guess what mundane activity is being commentated on. So our first pair will be those who are slightly behind, so it would be GoldenEye and Derry B. Could I ask RIP Ricardo to vacate into another room for the meantime?
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
Get the fuck out.
We're PG.
It's purple.
Get the fudge out.
You just have to click and drag yourself. There we go. Okay, so GoldenEye and Derry B, you're going to be commentating on someone gardening. So the mundane activity is someone gardening. Okay, let's invite them back in.
Wait, what am I doing?
You're not doing anything for this one. You're doing the next one.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Swordface scared us. What the hell?
So, when you are ready, GoldenEye and Derry B, take it away.
Brother, this should be a really good thing, brother. I mean, he's digging the hole right in the middle of everything, brother.
Oh my God, he's using the hoe.
He's using the hoe. Oh my God! Stop the match.
He's grabbing the flowers.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is so brutal. Stop the match, please. No. What's he doing, Derry?
He's planning.
He's just refilling the hole.
He's planting the seeds of war for this match.
He's planting the seeds of war.
I think we may have lost GoldenEye. RIP Ricardo, do you have any idea what was going on there?
Gardening?
Gardening, indeed! There we go.
Just like GoldenEye, that was a missed opportunity for a stomping a mud hole joke, but whatever.
Oh, okay. Let's go over to the other team. So, Tiffy and Abused Decoy, you will be commentating on this one. So, can we ask the Mother Fudgers to vacate the premises for the meantime?
Just real quick, do I answer it or what?
Well, no. Your team. It's a team.
Team.
Think. Okay, so Tiffy and Abused Decoy, you will be commentating on someone making a chocolate cake. That's someone making a chocolate cake.
You say chocolate?
Chocolate indeed. Okay, Swerve, could you invite the others back in? Indeed, there we go. Okay, so whenever you are ready, Tiffy and Abuse Decoy, take it away.
Decoy, I told you last week, you can't get anything done without breaking a few eggs, I tell you what.
Oh, he's mixing it together good, that boy. He's doing it well. Oh, you mix it, man.
He's got that oil, and he's got... What is that? Is that flour? By God, what is he doing with this?
Oh, shucky ducky, quack, quack, me some eggs.
So am I allowed to guess this, or what?
You can guess it whenever you like, if you... If
they're picking a cake.
What kind of cake?
Oh!
That's unfair!
Did somebody say...
By God, it's Coco! Coco has run in on
Coco
this match!
Coco Cabana!
Coco Cabana!
Coco Cabana is in
chocolate
the building.
Cake.
It's a chocolate cake! There you go, you got 3 points for that. Well done.
Yay.
Well done indeed.
Is it six?
I genuinely don't know what character I was trying to portray there.
Neither do I.
It was all of the commentators yes. there, all at once. Okay, so our next round of people are going to be GoldenEye and Dr. Duct Tape. So, R.O.P. Ricardo, can I ask you to vacate the premises a second time? Thank you very much. Okay, GoldenEye and Dr. Duct Tape, you are going to be commentating on a one-legged man taking part in an ass-kicking contest. So, a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Righto.
Okay, Swearface, whenever you're ready, bring him back
wait,
in.
Wait. 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 2 seconds. No! Give us two seconds. I have an idea, GoldenEye. Is everyone from the other team
out? You can type it in the chat if you like.
No, GoldenEye, I have an idea. An ass-kicking contest. Let's pretend it's a donkey. See?
Okay, fine. You can invite the others. Plotting has gone on.
Yeah. Strove is telling them.
Oh, hey, he was able to make it back in. Cool.
Okay, whenever you are ready, GoldenEye and Dr. Duct Tape, take it away.
Go, GoldenEye.
The ultimate underdog is in this contest. The ultimate underdog. What do you have to say about this, Doctor?
Oh, he's beating that mule.
He's beating the proverbial government mule.
He certainly is. He's hopping his way down the aisle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. He just beat the government mule. He just beat the mule. Stop the match. I beg of you, stop the match.
He did his own modified version of a double-legged stomp. The mule is down.
He did it. The ultimate underdog has come away with a victory. He's hopping over to the judge's counter now, and he is cutting a promo. Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. What an upset.
Like nothing I've ever seen, GoldenEye. He's lining up for a speech in music. Oh, but he's fell over and knocked himself out once he performed one.
He fell over.
The match is over. The mule has won. One.
The mule has won.
The mule's going for the cover. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Ding, ding, ding.
The mule has overcome the odds.
I thought it was the other way around.
Bray Wyatt's praying cousin has won WrestleMania.
Okay. R.I.P. Ricardo, do you have any idea what was going on there?
I got it. Swerve Face was a bell.
You have 1 point. No. Any other ideas? Any idea? No?
It's a mule and a dog fighting, and Sin Cara botched it.
I'll give you a point for...
Is it a donkey show?
No, it was a one-legged man taking part in an ass-kicking contest.
Oh my god. That was the vaguest thing ever.
Okay, well, this one might be a little bit vaguer. So next up, it's Tiffy and TBK. So the motherfuckers, if you could vacate the premises for a short while. So you guys, you are going to be commentating on watching paint dry. So you're watching paint dry. So that's Tiffy and TBK.
I'm so glad I don't have to do this one.
Swerve, whenever you're ready, bring him back in and we'll get this one underway. Okay, so Tiffy and TBK, take it away.
Look at the wall! That's the wall right there!
Oh, God.
He's signaling for the choke slam on Hulk Hogan!
There's some blood, sweat, and tears that came about from this. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
God, this match is methodical. You gotta believe that this is gonna take a while.
Oh, it will. But by the end, it will be worth it. They'll walk away as champions.
This isn't gonna look pretty by the end of it. I think we need another coat.
They painting a wall?
Close.
This match has been going on for hours, ladies and gentlemen.
2 hours later.
This match has been going on for 2 hours later than I just said.
My God, he has the proverbial crimson mask.
Really? I bought red delight at the store.
Oh, look at it. It's dripping right from there. I can't believe it.
Painting a wall red?
Is it Ric Flair painting his house?
I'll give you a point. They were watching paint dry.
I didn't get to answer, but I would have gotten it wrong anyways. I was about to say the tearing down of the Berlin Wall.
That was barely mundane, GoldenEye, I'll be honest. Well, I think it's fine.
On the level of mundane activities, the breaking apart of East and West Germany.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look at the scores after this round. On 53 points are R.I.P. Ricardo, slightly behind with 47 points. Fuck. Are the mother fudges as we head into our final round this week before spontaneous promotion, which is all about Doctor Who. And looking at my sheet here, our two companions are Dr. Duct Tape and Tiffy. So let's get into it. This week, the world was once again captivated by the British determination to wait for something to happen. This time, it was the birth of the 12th Doctor who was revealed to be Peter Capaldi. And in an interview with Zoe Ball moments afterwards, Capaldi said, "Well, you know something, brother. I was in the back all day, and I saw all the other doctors, and boy, have I never seen a bunch of losers in all my life, Jack. And Stephen Moffat, he came to me, and he told me I was going to be the next doctor. And he took, I took the TARDIS, and I picked it up above my head, and I reversed the polarity of the neutron flow in front of all the Time Lords." I'm paraphrasing, obviously. Now, the internet has been uproar at the casting as someone who is old enough to be their dad just isn't sexy enough. Well, the Doctor isn't supposed to be sexy. Just because someone invites you into their box doesn't mean they want to have sex with you. Just ask a TNA wrestler. So, panel, if Capaldi isn't the right choice, maybe a recently fired wellness or, heck, someone who is even employed in the wrestling business could be the right choice for a Time Lord. So, some people might have guessed what this round was about, so let's go to Dr. Duct Tape first. Sorry, I should say, there is a bonus 5 points in this round. Can I get an Yes, there is a bonus 5 points in this round. So, Dr. Duct Tape, who do you think would be the right choice for...
See, I'm actually really annoyed because I've got a very direct answer that I think might be the right choice, but I want to be I want to make it a bit longer, you know what I mean?
You can go for the 5 points and you can extend it if you need.
All right, let's be very direct about this. It's Jerry Lawler.
Oh, you're so close.
Look at it this way. He kidnaps young women and puts them in his box, travels around with them, and when they're too old, he dumps them on a forgotten planet, never to be back again.
Oh, God.
What?
Wow!
Show's over.
Everyone go home. The only problem, I'm going to deduct a point from that answer, because it's not Doctor Who correct, because clearly Jerry Lawler did not have two hearts. Oh.
Yes, he did. Why do you think he's not dead?
Okay, yeah, you can have a point back. There you go.
Yeah.
Very close, though. Very close.
Look at it this way. Jerry Lawler hasn't aged in over 10 years, so there is something else supporting my fucking evidence right there.
True. Okay, so let's move over to the other side. Tiffy, there are still 5 points available to grab here, so who are you going for? Who is the right choice for a Time Lord?
I'm probably not going to get the 5 point answer, but I will say that I think the next Doctor should be Big E Langston, and there's several reasons for this. Imagine Matt Smith just regenerating into this big, imposing black man. He would be the strongest Doctor yet. He would be the most physically imposing. He wouldn't even need a sonic screwdriver. He could just shove his shoulder into people. And every Doctor Who episode ends with a big ending, which literally would be the big ending from Big E Langston. And with he could be the longest running Doctor in recent memory because everyone's gotten 3 years before him, so he could just go up to Stephen Moffat and say, 3 ain't enough, man, I need 5.
Oh.
Wait, I think I know it. Okay, I know who's going to be the next Doctor.
You're going to go for the 5 points, Swerve. Okay,
Jerry Ling, because he's been here since the start of time, and he'll be here forever.
Is that it?
That was the five-point answer, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Lynn, because he's been here since the dawn of time.
Keep Swerveface.
God, dear. So Swerveface gets the audience bonus 5 points.
Swerveface is an insider. I call bullshit.
Let's have a look.
Could have been Matt Hardy as well, since he can't die.
But he's dead in Shoot Promo Kayfabe.
So yeah. Would it be the 12th Doctor version 2?
Okay, let's have a look at the scores after that round before we go into spontaneous promotion. The team in the lead at the moment is still RIP Ricardo, slightly behind on 56 points are the Mother Fudges as we move in to spontaneous promotion, as my run sheet was the wrong way round. Our final round of spontaneous promotion, where the teams try and make up some final points before heading in to defend the indefensible. Two members of each team will randomly select a wrestler, situation, and a wild card by using the letters A to D. Bonus points will be given for good impressions and remaining in character. This week, Daniel Bryan had a corporate makeover under the direction of the McMahon family. For those not aware, a makeover is where someone undergoes a lot of treatments and stylings in order to make them more presentable for a specific audience. This has happened many times over the years. The Rock, Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels. It's just a shame that WWE doesn't employ this technique with more of their talent, like Drew McIntyre. But I guess he's too difficult to make over.
God damn you, Brett.
It's a terrible joke. I'm sorry. I'm
waiting for Vince to get angry at you.
So this week's wildcards are all about makeovers. So, team captains, who have you selected to be spontaneously promoted? GoldenEye, who have you chosen?
I have chosen DDT and Derry.
DDT and Derry, he is not sacrificing himself. He's sending lambs to the slaughter for this one. Don't let him down. Tiffy, who have you chosen?
I am also, like Bray Wyatt, sending my lambs out, and it will be TBK and Abused.
Abused and TBK.
They're coming.
They're coming. They're coming indeed.
Run.
Your mom.
So let's let DDT go first. You get free pick of the board, my friend. What are you going for?
Obviously, I'm going for what I usually go for at night, BBC.
BBC. Okay. BBC. Oh, Jesus Christ. What was that?
What's happening?
Come in.
What the fuck is going on? Okay.
Oh, wait, it's a Dalek.
Okay, right.
Oh, my God, Red, what is the Dalek doing in the shit promo zone, you selfish prick?
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Wait. You know, did peg BBC, and you know that they did like sucking some children down
there. Oh, right,
there.
Okay.
Shut up.
Let's move on. BBC, John Cena is your wrestler. Your situation is you have been betrayed by your tag team partner, Marty Jannetty. Right. And your wild card is you think your house is about to be demolished for a TV show, but instead it's to build a new hyperway. So that's John Cena, Marty Jannetty has betrayed you, and your house is being demolished.
Wait. What's a hyperway?
It's like a big motorway.
Righto, okay.
All right, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Baloney fudge and mustard! How dare they? How dare they try to demolish my new house for a hyperway, whatever the hell that may be. In my country, we'd call it a motorway. But then again, I'm American, so you know, patriotic stuff, blah, blah, blah. Even though I'm not a Marine, I'll sew it all together. Still, Marty Jannetty, he was the one that organized this. He betrayed me! He took my WWE title, and he sold it to the mayor of whatever town, Boston, Massachusetts. I can't remember where John Cena lives at the moment, so blah, blah, blah. And he sold him that and told him to build a hyperway. It was much like Andre the Giant selling Ted DiBiase the WWE title belt. I'm still going to win in the end, though, as I am going to build a galactic way on Jerry Lynn's... Or no, who am I? Well, I don't know what's happening anymore. Marty Jannetty's front door.
Marty Jannetty betrayed you.
Yeah, I got confused.
So, at some point, ladies and gentlemen, during that promo, Marty Jannetty has given the WWE Championship to some kind of demolition company. So, excellent.
I don't know what's happening in my life anymore. Much like John Cena.
Let's move over to...
Wait, John Cena gave the WWE Championship to Demolition? What the fuck are they going to do
with it?
Extra point for Tiffy there. Let's go over to Abused. Slightly less to pick from. What are you going for, Abused?
What do I have? I can't spell.
ACD. ACD. Or ABD.
I'm one letter short, so I'm just going to go ACD.
ACD. ACD, okay. So you are Alberto Del Rio. you shut the fuck up? Seriously, guy. There is... Jesus Christ. Can someone just, like, mute him or kick him or something?
No one is mod.
You forgot to make your separate channel.
Oh, well, never mind. Let's move on. So you are Alberto Del Rio. You said ACD, right?
Yes, ACD.
Yeah, you're Alberto Del Rio. You are wrestling in a bingo hall with five people in attendance, four of whom turned up for the bingo, the other is your opponent. And you are on the television show changing rooms, and every single room has been decorated by Sin Cara. So that's Alberto Del Rio, bingo hall, and changing rooms. So whenever you are ready, abused, take it away.
Oh, jeez, it's going to be horrible. Hello, senor. You silly perro. You want to play some bingo? Yeah. Come on, you oldie with the flappy tits. Come on. Number 27. This room looks like shit. Shit, this is hard. Wow, I really have nothing. I apologize.
That's okay, man. It's okay. It's hard. It's
Taco!
Difficult. He started again. Alright. Should we leave it at that? Do you want to leave it at that?
Why did you shoot me, Sin Cara? That'll do.
So, at some point, Sin Cara not only redecorated Alberto Del Rio's house, he also decided to just shoot Alberto Del Rio. So, Alberto Del Rio can now be added to the death list on Shoot Homo.
I'm dying, yes, eh?
Let's go over to Derry.
Is that Hector Guerrero?
It was very close to Mince's Rey Mysterio. Touch my left knee, essay. Let's go to Derry. Derry, you have a choice between CD, AD, and AB. What are you going to go for?
Let's go with AD.
Can't go with AD, because CD, AD...
CD.
Yeah, you did say he could pick AD. Three.
Oh, so CD, and one last letter, A or B?
Let's do B. Shut the fuck up.
Seriously.
Best bingo.
Okay, so, this is Randy Orton. You are hosting SummerSlam. However, you are having your back crack and sack waxed. So, that's Randy Orton hosting SummerSlam. And you are having your back, crack, and sack waxed. Whenever you are ready, take it away.
Hello, WWE audience. It is I, Randy Orton. And tonight at SummerSlam, there will be some... Oh, my balls! There will be some people fighting against each other. And it'll be amazing. And, my sack! I don't think Randy Orton should react that much, but, Randy Orton is your host. There'll be matches, and suddenly, my Viper, it's just not working. I cannot think of anything for Randy Orton, I'm so sorry.
Ah, oh, okay. You can have an extra point because I feel sorry for your balls.
As far as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Shut the fuck up!
Randy Orton can't think of anything for himself, so he should be fine.
Yeah, nice. Shut the fuck up!
Nice. Let's move on. Finally, BBK, you get the slim pickings for this week. So, you are Art Donovan. Rest in peace. You have been world champion for the last 15 years. However, your Botox is swelling out of proportion. So that's Art Donovan, world champion for the last 15 years, and your Botox is swelling out of proportion. So whenever you're ready, TBK, take it away.
Hey, everybody. It's Art Donovan, the people's champion. I want you to know that if you smell...
Okay,
Yeah, it is.
Most barrels can't handle.
That was deader than Owen Hart.
Okay.
But I believe we need to give some Botox.
I'm surprised that he didn't say how much does my face weigh.
Hey, Red, you
let's have a look at the final scores for this week. This was 71 points to 66 is going through to defend the indefensible. What are R.I.P. Ricardo?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Congratulations there.
We won?
You did. Congratulations to R.I.P. Ricardo. You get to go through to defend the indefensible, where this week's winning team gets the battle out for a star prize. And I've just realised we forgot to write a star prize in there. So, you're going to win
You're going to win
They're going to win the Dalek.
You're going to win a free meeting with Scott Hall.
Excellent. A free meeting with Scott Hall, which I'm sure he will attend. The team will assign both himself and his teammates with a letter A, B, or C. Each letter corresponds to that no wrestling fan could defend, but they will have to for 30 seconds to defend the statement the best. We'll go away with the star prize. The players will be judged by the defeated team of the Mother Fudgers, and if there's a tie, I will cast the deciding vote. So, Tiffy, who is getting what letter, my friend?
I will take A, Abused will take B, and TBK will take C.
God, I'm not going first.
Okay, Tiffy, are you ready?
I am ready.
This is actually quite apt, this one. Your statement to defend is, Ricardo Rodriguez should have returned as a drug mule in a panto horse costume. Your time starts now.
I mean, think about how edgy that would be to have Ricardo Rodriguez you brought back as a drug mule. It would add a new depth to Alberto Del Rio's character, and it would show that he got all his wealth from drug dealing. And so it would make a much better storyline. It would make a much better character. Now, the costume, I think that a lot of people won't be sold on, but, I mean, the gobbledygooker, I mean, there's a precedent for these types of costumes in WWE programming. So I think that adding this new layer to both their characters...
Ooh. Lot to think about there, guys. Drugs are bad, okay? Let's go to Abused Decoy. Are you ready?
No, but I'll try anyway.
Okay. Daniel Bryan versus John Cena, them both causing a DQ. Your time starts now.
What? You botched out.
Yeah, you botched.
Did I botch out? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I roboted.
All right. Should I try again?
You know, yes.
I'm disappearing here, okay? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Daniel Bryan versus John Cena should end with The Miz attacking them both, causing a DQ. Your time starts now.
Of course, Daniel Bryan versus John Cena should end with The Miz causing a double DQ. I mean, it makes sense. Miz is the host of SummerSlam. He can do whatever he wants. He's already made a match. Why can't he interrupt it and end one? He has the ability to, because we all know, let's face it, Daniel Bryan versus Cena is going to end predictable anyway. Why not make it unpredictable and shoot in someone no one cares about in The Miz? Also, Bella should be involved somehow with shit. Okay.
Getting the Bellas in there, definitely good points there. Okay, and finally, TBK, are you ready?
I'm ready, brother.
Ready, okay. Your statement to defend is, Tito Ortiz should unmask as Bobby Lashley, who cashes in his world title shot. Your time starts now.
Who the fuck gives a fuck about Tito Ortiz? Now let me tell you, this fucking feud should be in MMA. Now, in wrestling, we should have wrestling. Therefore, Bobby Lashley should be the MMA person that comes back. So why don't we just get rid of Tito Ortiz and then have Bobby Lashley in a Tito Ortiz match mask come out tomorrow, and then cash in for whatever. I'm pretty sure this is the most accurate situation.
I would be most interested to know what a Tito Ortiz match involves.
Nothing.
Crossing your arms and staring at each other.
Yeah, and you, whoever
wow.
blinks,
just a
whoever
contest.
Blinks first loses.
Wow, coming soon to a TNA pay-per-view, everyone. There you go. Staring contest, the pay-per-view. Okay, so...
What do you think Battleground is going to be?
The Mother Fudges, Golden Eye Dairy B, and Dr. Duct Tape. If I could have your winner for this week.
In my opinion, no one won because I'm a huge asshole.
Really? Really, Derry?
Really?
I mean, it doesn't really matter what Derry's vote is. It's going to be 2-1 on this one.
Timmy.
This week's winner of Shoot Promo is Dark Matrix!
Yay, I won!
Oh my
yeah.
god!
I won.
Congrats, Dark Matrix. Congrats.
I'm beast.
Fake
now
Dark
which
Matrix.
One of them will show up for the final, for the meeting with Scott Hall? Which one won't show up?
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. You can always go back and revisit and listen to older episodes by going to www.soundcloud.com/shootpromoshow. Our next show will be the 17th of August. We've got a full team, I think, put together. If you want to be part of the show, you can go along to our Facebook page, facebook.com/shootpromo, or follow us on Twitter @shootpromoshow and find out details on how to be part of our audience. It only remains for me to say thank you to this week's teams that were GoldenEye.
I fucked up in this today. Blah. Fuck.
Wow, high as fuck.
Derry B.
Smoke weed every day.
Dr. Duct Tape.
I cross my arms and walk away.
And on the other side, Tiffy.
Mega Ampharos is fabulous.
Abused Decoy.
Batista's dick is huge.
And the purple TBK Brian Kendrick Mystery White Man.
Okay.
No.
I was your host, Reddington. Mint, stop the recording!